There can't be any peace in a relationship when two people have an argument. They deliberately have to make peace. The same is true in our relationship with God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at your relationship with God from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about a free daily devotional resource that I'd love to send you to help you draw closer to God over this Christmas New Year period. It's funny how the years tend to slip by, sometimes great, sometimes not so great. But I wonder how often we take the quiet time to look back and ask ourselves, okay, with everything I've been through this year, what have I learned? How have I grown? Inevitably, it's some of those not-so-great things that happen that provide the greatest learning opportunities. But unless we think about them, well, it's an opportunity lost. I'm joined on the program again today by Dave Hansen, the Vice President of International Ministries for Back to the Bible. As he looks back on his year and the things that he's learned, perhaps that might provide us, you and me, with an opportunity to do the same. Dave, it's great that you could join us again today. I guess we've been looking backwards over the last few days in your life. You were saying to us yesterday, this last year, well, it's had a few downs as well as a few ups, yeah?
Right, that's exactly right.
A friend of yours died.
Yeah.
Been some tough things,
Yeah. But the realities are, at least in my life, when you look back, and I would guess that's probably for you as well, Bernie, that when God takes us through those difficult times, that's probably when we grow the most spiritually. We don't like to admit that, and we don't want to go through difficult times in order to grow, but the realities are that does push us into more growth and into new areas that we wouldn't probably grow in if it weren't for those difficult times. I have on my door a saying that I wrote in large letters that said, I would rather trust God for the future than know it. I would rather trust God for the future. Yeah. Then know it.
Do you believe that?
Well, I have to read it often. When I begin to doubt it and when the difficulties come, I read it again. I read it every day before I go home because I realize that the next day, I really don't know what the future holds in many cases. You know, we who are involved in leadership are called upon to chart the course, you know, have your 10-year plan, have your strategic plans and all this kind of stuff, you know, and you spend a lot of time working in, but then all of a sudden, just like that, it can change. And we've done all of our planning and all these things. And so at that point, it's a reminder that do I really trust God for the future or do I trust myself for the future?
Let me ask you, why would you rather trust God than know the future? Because it's kind of counterintuitive.
It is, because God does know what is going to happen to me. He does know what the future is going to be. He knows what's going to be good for me, even though I may not like it. So it's far more important that I trust God, that I trust him for salvation, okay? But I also have to trust him for daily living. I have to trust him of what he will do with me tomorrow. Because if I knew what he was going to take me through 3 years from now or 5 years from now or what Sue Hansen went through when she had ovarian cancer, I wouldn't want to go there.
No.
And so am I really willing to trust God?
There's a great passage in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 that talks about trials and discipline. And it says this, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7, endure trials for the sake of discipline. God is treating you as children. For what child is there whom a parent does not discipline? And then later on it says, now discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time, but it later yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. And it also says in Hebrews that Jesus, even though he was the Son of God,
learned to trust God.
He learned obedience through what he suffered. And sometimes we struggle with what we suffer in life, don't we? You look at this Sue Hansen, I don't know her, but dear friend of yours, you think, Lord, she was so young. Why did you take her now? Why is it that her husband has had to go through all of this as well and their family? And yet he takes us through places of suffering and trial and pain and discipline in order that we have the peace. And I loved how you talked about the peace that this woman had.
Oh, wonderful.
because she let God make that difference in her life.
Yeah, and, you know, we would all like to be able to explain everything, particularly in the Christian life. We would like to be able to explain, so why did God allow Sue Hansen to go through such suffering? Or why did God take my wife's sister home at a young age, or her brother home at a young age? Why did that happen? But the realities are, there are things that we will never understand on this side of eternity, and that's where we just have to trust God. We have to trust Him that He is accomplishing His will.
There's a great poem called The Weaver, and people may have heard it before. I'll try and remember it. It goes like this. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colors as He weaveth steadily. Sometimes He chooses dark threads, and I in foolish pride forget He sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why the dark threads were as needful in the weaver's skillful hands as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern He hath planned.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful. A beautiful poem?
It is beautiful.
Interestingly, in that passage that I just read before in Hebrews, when it talks about discipline always seems painful, it's never fun, we never sit down and pray, dear God, discipline me today. Lord, prune me. Have you ever pruned a tree and you get the scissors out and you cut through the flesh of the tree? Have you ever thought, that must hurt, you know? None of us wants to be pruned. Yeah. But it finishes off and says, therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight the paths before your feet so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. It's a message of hope that God is in this place with us. And even when it's tough, and even when it hurts, and even when it doesn't make sense, God is in this place and He has a plan.
And Psalms 3 is exactly what David did. He poured out his heart. He was honest with God of the difficulties that he was going through. And that's the beauty of being able to talk to God. That's the beauty of being able to pray and to spend time before God, just pouring out, because God wants us to be honest with Him and to express to Him the difficulties that we're feeling in our hearts, the challenges that we are having. And He just loves us to bring those honestly to Him.
I was talking to a dear friend of mine of many years whose son, teenage son, committed suicide this last year through depression. And this man's daughter, great faith in Jesus Christ, she lost her best friend, her brother, and she was shaking her fists at God. And I said to him, God is not going to fall off His twig through this. Right? Encourage her to be honest with God and tell Him just the way it is.
Yeah, and that's exactly what David did in Psalm 3.
So I'm sure you had some good things, some great things that happened through this year as well. It's not all a downer, I guess, you know.
Yeah, sure.
You lose a friend and you go through some tough things in life and in ministry. But I don't know about you, but there's something inside me that says, okay, that was the year that's just gone. There's this hope for the next year. There's this hope for what God's going to do next year and some of the good things that are going to happen too.
Oh, absolutely. And that's important. Again, in Psalms 3, when David came to God honestly and openly and talked about the difficulties, but after he poured out all his heart to God and so forth, at the end, he basically said, okay, God, I'm ready for the next assignment.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do as we come to the end of this year and look to the new year of saying, okay, God, this has been the past year. This is all the difficulties that I've gone through. I lay them at your feet. I honestly commit them to you, but now tell me the next assignment.
Yeah, and as I look back on the difficulties, because I have some tough things happening in my life too. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
You either get bitter about them
and
it eats away at you like a cancer, or you say, you know something, God, I've been humbled through this and I've learned something through this and I've been pruned and disciplined through this. I'm richer for this.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional. I'd love to send it to you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. Or if you prefer, you can now receive a printed version delivered right to your letterbox. It's completely free. To get instant access either to the digital or the printed version of Fresh, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that Fresh devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. Or, if you prefer, give us a call toll-free on 1-300-722-415 to request the printed Fresh devotional. It's completely up to you. That's online at ChristianityWorks.com or toll-free on 1-300-722-415. 415. So go ahead, sign up to receive fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to God through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.